Part 3. Hey, Miss Skulky here. I know you folks back at HQ won't believe it, but I'm finally on to something. No, I'm not solving a case. I'm getting horizontal with a stud muffin, which hasn't happened since Anne Murray had a hit stateside. Anyway, my date Alex has just arrived. He's driving a silver Rolls-Royce SUV. I didn't know such a vehicle existed up till now, but it's fitting for a pilot who charters this far north. I'm so happy to get a break from mildewer. I wouldn't have minded if my date had traveled by dog sled and took me out for whale blubber. What's this music that you're playing?
Dr. Demento.
Not the music that most folks would expect on a hot date. But then again, I'm not most people. I'm desperately horny.
It's a special show. Doc's on vacation, so his intern is in the studio, and the theme is perverted pop parodies.
I had no idea just how perverse till I listened to some woman who redid Janet Jackson's hit Together Again as
Everywhere I go, everyone I see, wanna spread my legs, make them go down on me. I can see their head in between my knees, wanna sit on their face, and I won't say please.
But what really jarred me was the really creepy guys who remade the Red Hot Chili Peppers song, Give It Away, as a dancehall reggae song.
Bob Marley wants to put it in you. Bob Marley wants to put it in you. Bob Marley wants to put it in you. Necrophilia, necrophilia, necrophilia now.
Barf-o-rama, dude. Luckily, Alex, noticing my discomfort, had the sense to turn the radio to something less offensive.
Did anyone ever tell you that you're a dead ringer for that actress, Gillian Anderson?
Flattery will get you everywhere, except certain parts of New Jersey, in which case, battery will do. Just then, the radio went haywire. And I knew in a flash that we hadn't found the third kind. They had found us. Oh, rat spit, I exclaimed as Alex's auto was tractor-beamed inside the cargo bay of a giant alien craft. A lavender alien with an elongated face stared at us in earnest. Before our disbelieving eyes, the alien parthenogenically reproduced itself twice. Then all three in unison sang a strange, ear-splitting chord that shattered the windows of the Rolls-Royce and gave Alex and myself such pounding headaches that we were both knocked unconscious. When I came to, I was in an amphitheater surrounded by rows of seated aliens. I was on stage, restrained to a chair that looked like an early version of a bouffant hairdryer. I found this out the hard way, 'cause when I sat up, my head dinged the metal cone, and all the aliens laughed their asses off at my expense. Well now, I said to thin air, this sounds like it'll be an easy crowd, eh, Alex? Alex? It was then I started screaming. What the fuck have you goddamn pinheads done with Alex? Shit, you bastards really suck ass! Just then, the head alien spoke up.
I see someone's been watching too much South Park lately. We have come millions of miles to see your kind. I am Fop, a professor of interplanetary sex and gender studies, and we have come to study you.
Oh yeah, I sputtered, flipping the audience the bird. Study this!
Ah yes, a perfect example. See that red part on the tip of her finger? That's nail polish. The original purpose is unknown. However, in species that must fornicate to reproduce, it is used as a sort of code.
Like when mother seagulls have a red spot on their bill and their babies won't eat until they see it.
Exactly!
Oh, terrific, I sighed. I've discovered the first alien species whose main weapon is to bore people to death. Just what is it that you hope to accomplish here besides mess with my head?
I'm hoping you see that you can either help us to learn or hinder us from learning. The choice is yours.
End of part 3.
What do these mysterious aliens want with Major Skulky? And what is behind the disturbances in Igloolik? Find out in parts 4 and 5 of the XXXY files, coming up right after this break.